Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Life and Torah of Our Leaders. Every other Tuesday, Bez Hashem, with First Seder Bez Medrash, firstseder.org. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. Bez Hashem, be joining the share. Our sponsor for this series is Yerbitzik Saflis and his family, and his business, Bottom Line Marketing Group. Should be a schus for him, his family, for the listeners, and Gans Klal Yisrael. Okay, so last time we learned about the Ravid, the Baal HaSogus, the one who asks on the Rambam, as he's known, and we said he's called the Ravid HaShlishi, the third Ravid. So today we're going to go back to his father-in-law, who's known as the Ravid HaSheni, the second Ravid, and his name was Reb Avrom ben Reb Yitzchak, as we've mentioned in the past, and he's called Reb Avrom Av Bezdin. Reb Avrom Av Bezdin, so Av Bezdin, it's Rosh HaTevis is Aleph Beis Dalit, so Avram Abbezdin becomes Ravid, even though his son-in-law, the classic Ravid, is Avram ben David, that's how he gets his name, but this Reb Avram ben Reb Yitzchak is also called the Ravid, and because he was known as Reb Avram Abbezdin, and he's called the Ravid HaSheni. Now, he was born in a roundabout, it's not clear what year, 1090, the Nachal Eshkol, who wrote a pirush on this Ravid, Sefer the Eshkol, he says he was born in around 1110 in the city of Narbona in France, same area, the Chachmei Provencia, as we've talked about over the last number of Shiurim. This is where he was born, in the southeastern coast of France. About his father, Reb Yitzchak, we do not know much. We just know his name from Reb Avram's signature, Reb Avram ben Reb Yitzchak. Who were his rabbeim? So it seems one of his primary rabbeim was someone named Reb Yitzchak ben Marvan Levi. Now, a lot of times that's written as ben Maron, but really it's supposed to be Marvan. Now Marvan could be written Memresh Vav Nun or Memresh Vav Aleph Nun. It seems to be, it's the way it's supposed to be written. And I saw that it's actually an Arabic word, Marwan, you can look it up online. And the way I saw it translated in some of the Sefarim was a general description or the general name for like grasses or for good smelling grasses, Isvei Boisem. Fragrant grasses. If you look it up now, Marwan in the dictionary online, so they say it means more like some type of hard stone or flint stone. So I'm not sure exactly which one it is, but that was his name, Reb Yitzchak ben Marvan Levi. Now, the Ravid HaRishon, who wrote a sefer called Sefer HaKabbalah, and I want to point out that it seems to me that the Ravid HaRishon was actually younger than the Ravid HaSheni. As we'll see, he describes the Ravid HaSheni. I think the names Rishon and Sheni and Shlishi, probably, this is my assumption, I didn't see anyone really talk about it, that since the original Ravid, the Ravid HaRishon, the Sefer HaKabbalah, as hopefully our next year, Bez Hashem, after Yontif, we'll talk about him, his name was Avram ben David, and the third Ravid was Avram ben David. So since his name was actually Avram ben David, it's very possible in history he was actually known as the Ravid first, before our Ravid, Reb Avram ben Reb Yitzchak Av Bezdin, got his name Ravid, because that only came a little bit later in the Rishonim, who referred to him as Reb Avram Av Bezdin, and then somehow it merged into Ravid. So even though he may have been chronologically older, however, in the giving of his name, so to speak, as being called Ravid, that happened second, and therefore that's why they called him a Ravid HaSheni. That's my Hashara. If anyone else has a pshat, they are welcome to let me know a different pshat. So the Ravid HaRishon, in his Sefer Kabbalah, in the Hisafas, he writes about Narvona. He says, in Narvona, the Chachamim Gedolim, Rosh Yeshiva, Nismachim, that Smicha, V'nishmoim L'Nesius, and they would be subservient or listen to the Nasi, who was on top of them in Narbona, Kimay Rosh Hashiva Shebivavel L'Rosh Yagoyla. Just like in Bavel, you had Rosh Hashivas who were under the Reish Galusa, that was like the Nasi. Narbona also had a Nasi and a Rosh Hashiva. Umekubala Manachnu, he writes, we have a Kabbalah, that in Narbona they had Shalsheles Miichus Torah. They had part of the chain of a Torah Dika lineage, Unesius Ugainus. Where did that come from? Hamelech Karlais, the king, sent to the king of Babel, the king of France, or probably wherever that area was, sent to the king of Babel that he should send him Jews, Mizera HaMelucha Mibeis David, and he did, and he put them in charge, and he made them like Nesiim. So they actually came from the Zera HaMelucha of Beis David, and some of those Nesiim were Rabbona Kleinemis, and his son Rev Tudris. And in fact, in the Masas of Yamin Toledo, we mentioned him last week, last year as well, when he talks about Narbona. Now, he was a little later, not much later, but it was a little later after the Ravid, but he talks about Narbona, and he said there were Chachamim Gedolim, Unesiim Beroisham, at the head of the city was Reb Kleinemis Ben Hanasi Hagodol Reb Tudris, so this is probably the Reb Kleinemis, his father must have been Reb Tudris as well, Zera Beis David Mechuna Biyichusai. His Yichus would be that he's from the Zera Beis David, and he writes, he has Nachal and Karka, he has a lot of land, from the rulers of the, from the Gaisha rulers, from the king. No one could take it away from him. So he had the royal family, the king actually gave him powers as the Nasi to be able to do things, and that's how these are who these Nasiim were. So, and there were Rosh Yeshivas there. So back to the Raivan and Sefer HaKabbalah. So he says one of the big Rosh Yeshivas, Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Moshe, who was a Talmud from Rabbeinu Gershom, Vagadol Sheba Talmidim, and the biggest of the Talmidim of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Moshe, was Rabbi Yitzchak ben Marva Alevi, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Marva Alevi. Now this Rabbi Yitzchak, his father, we don't know what his father, I'm sorry, his name was Levi. It's not Halevi, it's Levi. His father, Rabbi Levi, was a Chassid Gadol, Ubal Nechassim, he was very wealthy, Ubal Maisim, and he was someone who did many acts, Vehetivli Yisrael Mimamayne, he did good things for Klal Yisrael with his money, Ubitol Kamak Zeres Mimoysav, and he was actually able to use his money to abolish many decrees. For Rabbi Yitzchak Benoi, says the Ravid in Sefer HaKabbalah, his son Rabbi Yitzchak, Hayachachim Gadol Veribetz Ter Ben Arvayna, he was a great big chacham, and he was a marbitz Torah in Narbona. Behemi talmidim, and he had many talmidim. Umigdaili talmidav, and the Ravid says one of his great talmidim was Rav Moshe ben Reb Yosef Marvon Levi. So it was his nephew. His nephew. So this Rav Yitzchak had a brother named Reb Yosef, and he had a son Reb Moshe. So Rav Moshe ben Reb Yosef. And also one of his big talmidim was Harav Reb Avram ben Reb Yitzchak Hanikra Av Bezdin. These are all the words of the Ravid Harishain in Sefer HaKabbalah. The two biggest talmidim, or two of the biggest talmidim of Reb Yitzchak ben Marvan Levi was his nephew Reb Moshe ben Reb Yosef, and the Ravid Hasheni Reb Avram ben Reb Yitzchak Hanikra Av Bezdin. In Tamim Deim Kufchav Beis, he writes over there, Umatzasi Kasov, L'Rab Meir ben Rabbi Yosef, and I found that Rab Meir ben Rabbi Yosef, this is a different person, B'Shem HaRab Yitzchak ben Marvan Levi, he Ksubar Maran Levi, I keep on reading it Marvan, even though someplace says Maran, you'll have to, excuse me, that's just the way I saw it most places. So you see that there was Torah set over from this Rabbi Yitzchak. Now the Eshkol, that's our Ravid Reb Avram ben Reb Yitzchak, the Balho Eshkol, on page Vav Amud Aleph he writes, Ani HaKosev Shemati min Reb Yitzchak ben Marvan Zazal, Shelekach Moisif, and he says the following part. Why is it in Ashrei, we call Ashrei, starts in Tehillim as Tehillah LeDavid, and it ends off Tehillas Hashem Yidaber Pi, Varcha Basar Shem Kadshel Leilam Vod. That's the end of the capital in Tehillim, Kuf Chav Hei. And we add in Vanachnu Nevarecha Me'atav Hashem Aluka. We add in Vanachnu. So why do we do that? So the Eshkol says, I heard from Reb Yitzchak ben Marvan, because Chazal say, whoever says Tila LeDavid is Muftach Shu Ben Olam Haba. Anyone who says what we call Ashrei daily is going to get Olam Haba. So therefore, after we say it, we say Vanachnu Nevarecha, it's a tefila, that we should be Zoicha to be those who bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Olam Haba. V'nachnu Nevarecha Me'ata V'ad Olam Haluka. We should be the one who bless Hashem Me'ata V'ad Olam in Olam Haba. So that's a pshat that Eshkol brings from this Rebbe Yitzchak. On page Yud Aleph, he writes, V'li HaKosev, Omer Rabbi Yitzchok ben Mar ben Levi Zal. He says another thing. The Gemara in Brachas says that you have to be Soymech Gula L'Tvila. The Bracha of Gal Yisrael has to be right near Shemayin Esrei. So says the Gemara, how come by Meirav we say Ashkivenu? So the Gemara says, it's a Gula Arichta. It's a lengthy Gula. It's one long part of the Gula. So he says that Rabbi Yitzchok ben Marvin told him, it's not just a Gula Arichta, it's actually Me'ein HaGula. It's really part of the Gula. What does that mean? He says, because when Klal Yisrael were leaving Mitzrayim, the night of Pesach, so they weren't allowed to leave their homes, and the Mashchis was coming throughout the Mitzrayim. So he says, what were they doing, Klal Yisrael, besides eating the Karban Pesach? They were davening a tefillah called Hashkivenu. They daven this tefillah, V'hasar Satam Ufanenu. That's to take the Mashchis away, protect us from that Mashchis, that destructive angel that's coming and killing all the firstborns in Mitzrayim. And then they said, Shemar Tzeseinu V'yenu, we're going to be leaving, guard us. That's all the things that were necessary at that time. So therefore, it's not just like part of the Gula, it's actually Me'ein the Gula. This is the thing when we say that Hashem was being Goyal Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim, this is the tefillah they were saying, and therefore that's why it's not a hepsik between Gula and tefillah. On page Lamed Vav, he has klalim of brachas and eshkol from Rabbi Yitzchak, different klalim, different rules of different brachas. So that was his Rebbe, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Marvin. Now we said Rabbi Yitzchak ben Marvin had a Talmud, besides for Rebbe Avram ben Rabbi Yitzchak, our Ravid, Rebbe Moshe ben Rabbi Yosef, his nephew and Moshe ben Rabbi Yosef. And in fact, Tosis and Kedushin, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, quotes Rabbi Moshe min Arvona. That's this Rebbe Moshe ben Rabbi Yosef, it seems. Now, this Rav Moshe Rav Yosef we also mentioned in the last year because he was one of the Rabbeim of the Ravid Ashlishi. He was one of the Rabbeim of the Ravid, the Baal HaSogis, besides that our Ravid, his father-in-law, was also his Rebbe, but this is one of his Rabbeim. In Chidushi HaRamban, Chulin, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, Barav Avezim Pirish B'Shem Rav Moshe Ben Rav Yosef. He quotes from Rav Moshe Rav Yosef. In Chuvas Radvaz, Chelik Aleph, Shin Gimel. He writes, V'chein Kasav, Harav Av Bezdin Zal V'zel L'shayna. He brings from the Rav Av Bezdin, Meda, Kiloi Matzasi Behem Rai Lahatir. The Rav Av Bezdin, that's our Ravid, says, I couldn't find a reason to be Matir. V'gam Dibarti Im Rabbi Am Muvuk Reb Moshe V'Reb Yosef. I spoke with my Rebbe Muvuk. So here he calls him my Rebbe Muvuk Reb Moshe V'Reb Yosef. V'loi Matzah Lohem Rai Lahatir. And he also couldn't find a proof to be Matir. So now the question they have on this is that this Radvaz that says that the Ravid, our Ravid, Rav Avraham Avbezdin, quoted his Rebbe Muvuk, Rav Moshe, Rav Yosef, the question they ask is as follows. In the Sefer Archas Chaim, in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, Ois Hei, and it's also in the Chuvas of Rabbeinu Avbezdin, that's our Ravid, and his Chuvas, there's a Chuvas Sefer that's a collection of all the Chuvas, Rav Kapach, all the Chuvas of our Ravid. So he says, Zois ha-tshuva yeshivu chachmei narvona zois ha-shayla. So he brings over there, this is the tshuva that the chachmei narvona answered on the shayla, v'zeh l'shayne v'akriyas ha-chumashim she-shalta. It's the shayla of reading from chumashim on klaf. So they answer the question, and then it's signed by a number of rabbonim of narvona. Tudris ben Rav Moshe, so that is, now that it's not the Tudris before, was the Tudris ben Rav, was Kleinemis ben Trudrish, and then there was a Tudris ben Kleinemis. This is Tudris ben Rav Moshe. I don't know if it's the Nasi or not. The second one is Avram ben Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak. That's our Ravid, which would make sense if the first one was the Nasi, he's the Rosh Hashiva. And then Moshe ben Rabbi Yosef. Now, L'chaira, if Rav Avram ben Rabbi Yitzchak was a Talmud Muvuk of Rav Moshe ben Rabbi Yosef, why was he signing before him? That's the question they asked. So the Nachal Eshkol says it must be a mistake, and therefore, when the Ravaz is quoting, it's not our Ravid, it's the other Ravid, the Ravid Ashlishi, the Baal HaSogis, and Rav Moshe Rav Yosef was his Rebbe Muvuk. Others say, no, it was his Anivus that he called him his Rebbe Muvuk, even though perhaps he wasn't his Rebbe, he was one of the, they shared a Rebbe, and he called him his Rebbe Muvuk, but could be he was greater than him. The Ravid in Sefer HaKabbalah, the Ravid HaRishon, we're getting mixed up here with our Ravids, the Ravid HaRishon in Sefer HaKabbalah writes, Begam Reb Avram haya Talmid Chaver l'Ramosh Reb Yosef. So he calls him a Talmid Chaver. That means he's a little bit of a Talmid, but he was an equal as well. Which then would make sense that even though he was his Talmid, but could be when he became Rosh Hashiva, our Ravid, so he was bigger than him, he was a Talmid Chaver, and he signs before him. Now it's a little interesting that he was a Talmud Chaver, and he called him my Rebbe Muvuk, and when it came to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Marvan, who was their shared Rebbe, he didn't call him his Rebbe Muvuk. Kasha, I don't know what to say with that. However, even though the Nachal Eshkol said he thinks it's a mistake in the Radvaz, there is another tshuva in the end of Seven Vav in Tshuvas, Rav Avram Yitzchak Abezdin, the Tshuvas of our Ravid, and over there he again says, V'gam Rabbi Amuvuk Ramosh Rabbi Yosef Eina Maidel Dibrayim. So over there it's his Tshuva, and he said, quotes again, Rabbi Muvuk Ramosh Rabbi Yosef. Okay, so these are the Hirutz Rabbeim. It would seem that he traveled to Spain for a Tkufa, we don't know why. Maybe there was a Tkufa in Arvona that they were expelled from there, there were Tsaras. And he went to Barcelona, which is about 255 kilometers south of Narbona. Like he writes in Tshuva Simen Vav, Afal Pi Sharisi be Barcelona, I saw in Barcelona Sefer HaMapteach of Rav Nissen Gain. And over there he learned by, or he was Mishamish, Rav Yehuda Barzilai, the author of the Sefer Ha'itim from the Gedolim of the time. The Meiri in Magen Avos writes, Harav HaYoser Gadol Shabarzachem, the biggest Rav in Europe land, Boharav HaNosi, Reb Yehuda Bar Barzilai, Al Bargaloni. Bargaloni is like Barcelona. Sometimes they write Bargaloni, sometimes they write Barcelona. He was from Barcelona. So this is what they called him. And the Meiri also over there writes, Barav HaGadol HaMuvuk Shebechol Eretz Catalonia, then the biggest Rav in the whole land of Catalonia, that's the whole area of Spain, Behua Rav Abargalono. So this, he was from the Gedolei Hadar of the time in Spain, and our Ravid was Mishamishim. The Tashbats in Chela Gimel, Reish Lamed Ches, he's talking about a Yoledes. He writes, V'kasev Rav Avram Abbezin Shushama Me'arav Hanosi, Reb Yehuda Bar Barzilai, Sha'goinim Echrimu, the goinim made a cherim, Al Kolabayel Adam Toyer. According to the Torah law, a woman that gives birth after a certain amount of days of Tumah, even though she sees Dam, she keeps on seeing blood, that's called Dam Tayar, and she's Tar. However, the Gainim made a Cherem that you're not allowed to live with her, Kolzma, even though it's Dam Tayar, and have relations with her. And this is what our Ravid, Rabbi Avram Abbezdin, heard from the Nasir Behuda Barcelona. Another thing in Tshuvas, Kufman Beis, our Ravid says, "Ani ra'isi Rav Yehuda bar Barzilai kama pamin sheyamashnim etalisai." He urinated while he was wearing his tefillah talis. And he's bringing a raya. You're allowed to do that. He says, "I see some people are machmir, so shelo ye mitzus bezuyas alav." It's not like your tzitzis you wear that you wear all day, but this is special for tefillah. It shouldn't be mitzus bezuyas alav. But he says, "I myself saw Rabbi Yehuda bar Barzilai that he was mashtin in his talis." And now in the Sefer Heshkel, he brings many, many things from Rabbi Yehuda, and this Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda Barzilai. We actually quoted in the last year also, the Ravid himself quoted from the Barzilai. I don't remember what the context was, but we did quote this before. The Rishonim, the Rashba and others, they quote him all the time, Rabbi Yehuda Barzilai. Now, it's perhaps possible he was in Lonil also, which is in Provence after he came back from Sfarad. A little bit of time, because the Ravan Ayarchi in his Pirish and Masech Tekala Tess Amad Aleph writes, Harav Rav Avram ben Rabbi Yitzchak Abbezdin mi Lunil. So he says he was from Lunil. It's hard for us to know when that was, but that's what it seems from there. When he eventually came back to Narbona, he's, as we said before, in that letter that he signed about the Kriyas HaTorah, he's considered from the Chachmei Narbona. And the Sefer HaTrumas, Yud Dalid Oisei, he brings, and it's also brought in the Tshuvas of our Ravid, and he says, it was a Heshiv HaRav Avbezdin Zal, and this is what the Rav Avbezdin answered, and he says, V'din Zeh Bolifoneinu Bireinu, this is how the Ravid himself writes, we had such a Shail in our city, V'chamisha Sabi Avina, we were five Sabi, five elders, which means five Tamid Chachamim Bahidina, Sheb Yosef, Ben Marvin Reb Levi Zal. So this is the father of Reb Moshe. Again, Reb Moshe ben Reb Yosef. Reb Yosef was a brother of Reb Yitzchak ben Marvin. So Reb Yosef came to us for a din Torah. And at that time, when he came to us, it was a Yerusha Shaila, Kvar Niftar Achiv HaRav Yitzchak, his brother, which was the Rebbe of our Rebbe, Reb Yitzchak HaRedi Ben Niftar, Bavineinu B'loi Zachar, this Reb Yitzchak died without any children. It says B'loi Zachar, but the Pasha means not any children, because it was a Yerusha Yeshu. A Pasaknu, and this is what we Paskin. So you see, he considers himself as one of the Chamisha Sabi, the five elders of the of Narbona. Now, we said before in the Sefer HaKabbalah that he was called Av Bezdin. So he was the Av Bezdin of Narbona. Rabbi Yamin Mitolida, that we quoted before as well, in Masas Rabbi Yamin, he writes, he calls him Beroisham Rabbi Avram Rosh HaYeshiva. He calls him Rosh HaYeshiva. In the Eshkol, Kup Tzadi Zayin, Amud Beis, he says, Umishneimar Rabbi Yehudai, from the days of Rabbi Yehuda Goin, Loinishnis Nidarim B'Yeshiva. They didn't learn Nidarim in Yeshiva. We mentioned this way back somewhere, I don't remember, in one of the G'dayli Sfara, the Rishonim, someone, I don't remember which shir, that also Nidarim wasn't learned in Yeshivas, Nidarim and Shavuot, they weren't learned in Yeshivas for some reason. So he writes, from those days, Vagoinim Shachrov Nimnu Milahatr Nidram, the Goinim after Rabbi Yehuda Goin, they weren't Matur Nidarim, Helalud bar mitzvah, because they held they weren't bekiyim and ochas nedarim, because for some reason nedarim from those days wasn't learned in yeshiva. Dafka, he says, that's hataras chacham. For a chacham to be matar and eder, they were machmir. But a baal, a husband, to be mefer, he's allowed to be mefer, his wife and his daughters nedarim, that they weren't machmirin. And again, in Kuf Tzadi Tesem Beis, v'kach amar Rabbi Yehuda Goin Zal, Rabbi Yehuda Goin said the same thing. Because shekein anu shein anu shoyin mesech nedarim. We have us don't learn mesech nedarim. Okay, this is not such an indication. He was a Rosh Yeshiva, but here he talks about what they learned in the yeshivas. Now, well, let's just see what some of the Rishonim say about Reb Avram Avbezdin. The Rajba and Chuvas Chelak Aleph Nun Gimel v'Rab Reb Avram Avbezdin v'Haravid. He's referring to his son-in-law, the Raivan, as well. Shem Rabbanim of Hakim. He calls them Rabbanim of Hakim. Nimnu v'gamru, they already decided the following halacha. The Meirin is Akdama Tavis. He writes, V'chein baritz hazoi sayu chachamim gedoylim. B'mei Arav ha-goldu zekeneinu. He was an enikol of a descendant. Ha-zekeneinu ha-nivchar Reb Avram ben Reb Yitzchak Avbezdin. V'chasnoi ha-nale v'chachmasai, and his son-in-law, who was great in his chachma, Maila Maila Zekeneinu, also our grandfather, Hagodol HaRaivadzal. So he's talking about Harav Hagodol Zekeneinu HaNivchar is our Raivad, and then the Raivad Baal HaSagas as well. In the Meiri, in Psachim, and this is in Beis HaBechira, Membezim and Aleph, he writes, Benemukim Yishanim Atzasi, I found in some old text, Shebin Arvona Yiramaisa, there was a story in Arvona that a bag of flour fell into a well. And a lot of flour went there. The shaila was, could they drink the water on Pesach? Uvoal zeh leminyan chamisha gedoyle oylam. Five gedoyle oylam came to paskin the shaila. One of them was Aritzchok ben Marvan Levi. One of them was Rabbi Yitzchok. Ushnei zekeneinu hagedoylam. And our two great grandfathers, Harav Av Bezdin, the Rav Av Bezdin, the Harav Gisai, and his brother-in-law Reb Shloima. So this is another relative. So we know he had a brother-in-law, Reb Shloima, who seemed to be a very big gadol, and we know his son-in-law was the Raivad Baal HaSagas. Benimnu ve'tir lishes menamayim bePesach, and they all got together, and they agreed you could drink the water on Pesach. The Baal Amar, and Bavavasu nun Bava Medbeis, he says, Uval Yaldusi higati biperushe b'lashan hazeh. When I was young, I edited in his pirush, probably it means in the riff, the following. He says, Umixas chaveri chalkulai, son of my friends argued on me. And then he says at the end, I had to go ask Rav Avram Zal, this is our Ravid, Rav Avram Yitzchak, and he was happy and he agreed to me. Now it's interesting, if you look in the Shita Mekubetzes over there in Bava Basra, he brings down Vizelashain HaRavid. Now this is the Ravid, the son-in-law, the Ravid Baal HaSagas. And the Ravid says on the same thing, V'tiritz Echa Min HaChaverim, and one of the friends answered, who's one of the friends? This is the Baal Amar. So again, the Baal Amar says, one of my friends asked on me, and I asked Reb Avram ben Reb Yitzchak, and he agreed. The Ravid is saying, the Baal Amar, one of the friends, answered the following, and v'nei tam mishnei banim, and he made a mistake on two things. So even though his father-in-law, our Ravid, agreed to the Baal Amar, the Ravid himself argues on it. Yevama Samachem and Aleph, the Ramban and Milchamas writes, Hiksha Adam Kasha Kebarzel. And Adam, who is strong like Barzel, asked, who is that? Umanu Harav Rav Avram Avbezin Zal. Even though it's a good question, says the Ramban, I'm still going to handle it. Because I want to be machria, the riff, lekapskos. I want to answer for the riff, even though it was a very strong question. Now the Sefer HaTrumas, Shar Mem Hei, is talking about if there is Shmitas Ksafim, Bizman Azeh, do we say in Chutzlar it's Bizman Azeh, that if you have a debt and Shemitah passes by without a prusbul, that you can't collect anymore. It's a big sugya. We've had it in other places as well. And he says, Uluruach Mishpat, and for the Ruach of judgment, Yoishev ala Mishpat, the one who sits on judgment, Haraivid ben Rabbi Yitzchak. So he's calling him like the big Dayan. He named Ksubim al Sefer Tshuvaisav, and he says it's already in his Tshuvis. Umisham Yisbarak Igam Usaymech Va'ezer Machzike Aminig Shalei Lahashmin Aksav Izman Azeb Chutzlaritz, and he's the one also who relies and helps those who have the Minig not to worry about Shmitas Ksafim Izman Azeb, and the debt still exists. Now, if you remembered in the Shir on the Ravid that we gave the last time, we mentioned how the Ravid talks about his father-in-law, and he handles with his father-in-law, and his father-in-law showed his father-in-law things. We talked about how our Ravid was mischabed in his son-in-law, and he wrote that poem at the end of the Masecht over there, talking about how great his son-in-law is. But as we just showed, they had a lot of arguments with each other as well. Now, another thing, in the Bala Nefesh Laharavid, of the Ravid Habal Hasogas, of last time, in Shar HaKsamim, the Halachas of Stains of a Woman, he starts off and he writes, Reisi Lefarish Bei HaKsamim, I need to explain the Halacha of Ksamim. Why do I have to do that? For I nizka zokuk tchilo loitzin shoymrim shein HaKsamim neregim bizman hazeh. The first thing I have to do is I have to handle those who say, today we don't have the Halachas of Ksamim. And their raya is, the Ksamim are only midrabanan. And there's a halacha called me'es le'es, that when a lady gets her period and she sees dam for taharos, she's tamei back 24 hours, the whole beginning of Masech Tanida. So he said, just like me'es le'es is not negev bizman hazeh because we're all tamei, so too ksamim are also for taharos as well, and they're not negev bizman hazeh. So some people say that. Vehevel hu biyadam, he says, it's nothing, it's worthless. Why? And he brings all types of rayas. At the end he says, even without all the rayas, the minig and klai Yisrael, benois Yisrael, are muchzuk, that they are noyig disr of ksamim. And we see that there's a lot of minhagim in Ilchas Nida. Isha sees, tipas dam kechardo, Reb Zera says, she sees a drop of dam, even the size of a mustard seed, she's yoshev zayin nikiyim, even though it's really not possible for her to have to sit zayin nikiyim. So that became halacha psuka, because of the minig. So if we see the women are noyig, the halachas of ksamim, says the Ravid, it's halacha psuka, there's nothing else to say, and it's for sure aser. Now who's the one who says there's no ksamim bizman hazeh? Who's the one the Ravid said, hevel hu biyadam? If you look in the Chidushi HaRamban in Nida, Dav Chaf Amad Aleph, he writes, v'shuv ra'inu b'ksamim, zok the Ramban, we saw negeat ksamim, sh'harav avbezdin, that the Rav Avbezdin wrote, iyanti b'chomili d'rabus, I looked in the words of my Rabbeim, and I couldn't find if ksamim are noyeg bizman hazeh or not, do they apply? And he says that they don't. Zok the Ramban b'zein enoch, and I argue with him. Ukvar heishiv harav hanov in chos nezal. And already his son-in-law, the Ravid, already argued on him. So this Ravid in Bala Nefesh, who was saying, behevel hu biyadim, it's like, not like he didn't know who the other side was. He knew it was his father-in-law. He didn't quote him by name. But lemaisa, he argued very stark on him. In another interesting machlaikas, in Abu Dram, in Uchas Brachas, Har Zayin, the halacha mishana habriyas, if you see somebody who's very abnormal, you say, Abracha Hashem was mishana habriyas. So says the Abu Dram that the Ravid says it's only someone who you also feel very bad about, you're pained about that he has this abnormality. Just like briyas taivais, when you see nice things, you get pleasure from it. So you say a bracha to Hashem that he created shabara kacha baylama, he created such a thing. So when you're saying for something abnormal, you have to be mitzdar. But the Rav Avram Avbezdin, he writes, no, even on a guy you'll make Mishan Abriyas, even if you're not mitzdar. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, in Reish, Chav Hei, Siftes, he says, Yesh Mishoimer, Dafka Misha Mitzdar. Some say it's only if you are pained about it. You look in the Baragoyla, Tur B'Shem Harayvit. If you look in the Beis Yosef there on the tour, he brings that Abu Dram brings the Ravid, and he brings that Rabbi Avram ben Rabbi Yitzchak is Chaylik. So this is a machlaikis, the father-in-law and the son-in-law. Now the Chidon Shem Agdol, we quoted last time as well, says that in Sefer Amunus, it says that Eliyahu Zichur Latoiv Nisgalu L'Rabbeinu Avraham Avbezdin, he revealed himself to Rabbeinu Avraham Avbezdin, and he taught him Kabbalah, and Umimenu Kibbal Arayvid Chosnoi, and his son-in-law, the Arayvid, learned from him, Rabbeinu Yitzchak, and the Arayvid's son, Rabbi Yitzchak Saginar, also learned from him. So we see that he was also proficient in Kabbalah. In the Sefer Baruch Sha'amar, he brings the tzuras, the forms of the aleph beis and different kavanas, deep kabbalistic things over there, and he brings them from the Sefer HaEshkol, which is our Ravid. We don't have it in the Eshkol, but he brings from the Eshkol. And over there in the Eis of Beis, in the letter of Beis, the Eshkol writes, "Kedibirashdi v'pirish shekasavti al Sefer HaYetzirah." Like I explained in the pirish I wrote on Sefer HaYetzirah. Sefer HaYetzirah is a Kabbalah Sefer. So it seems that our Ravid, the Eshkol, Rabbi Avraham Avbezdin, wrote a pirish on Sefer HaYetzirah, which we also do not have. Now, if you remember, we said last time from the Ravid in the Rambam that he says, "Kach niglali misayd Hashem li'reyav." This was revealed to me from the secrets of Hashem li'reyav, that Hashem tells things to his Yireyav. And also, he said in a different place, "Ruach Hakodesh efiya beBeis Midrashenu." We had Ruach Hakodesh in our Beis Hamedrash. So the Nachal Eshkol actually says that this was in the Beis Medrash of his father-in-law, our Ravid. He brings a raya, the first thing in from Hilchas Beis Habechira, from the Eshkol and Hilchas Tefillah. To me, it wasn't 100% klar. You can look over there if you want on Amud 59. The Nachal Eshkol is a long arichas there where he explains how he proves that. Not so klar to me, but okay. The Hilchas Lulav, that halacha that the Ravid says we had Ruach HaKodesh in our Beis Medrash, that's actually talking about a hadas that was niktam, the top of a hadas that was cut off. That is actually found in the Eshkol, so perhaps it is that's the Beis Medrash he was referring to. So it wasn't actually his own Beis Medrash, it was his father-in-law's Beis Medrash. Yesh Ladon, that's just the Ha'ara, they say. Now in the Bach in Archaim Reish Chav Dalit, he brings a Sefer Eshkol that we also don't have, but he brings an interesting thing, and he says, "V'chiyikra bircha k'nignoi shel goyim." If you'll have in your city, there's like coliseums of the goyim. "Hisham elecha ben tira," don't go look at it. "V'adim echaylasam," don't go to their happy affairs. "Ashum dvar simchasam," because if you don't go to their happy things, "az tizke v'secheze k'ningyan shalivyasan v'ashar," you'll be zeichet to see the gatherings, the coliseums of the Livyasan and the Shar Habar when Mashiach is going to come. So if you stay away from their big happy events, you'll be zeichet to the happy events of Mashiach. Then he says, when you hear the Goyim having big parties and things like that, he says you should groan and you should say a tefillah, and then the tefillah is Yiratzen, that the Yerushalayim should be built b'mehera b'yameinu. So that's a Bach brings a halacha and a tefillah from the Eshkol. We don't have that Eshkol. Now, what are his svarim? Now, from the Chidushi HaRajman, Kiddushin, Bava Kama, Bava Vasa, Yavamas, Gittin, from other Rishonim, like the Ran, the Nemuki Yosef, the Shita Kubetzes, and Masechta, Shvuas, and Hedjin, Ksubis, it's very clear that our Ravid, Rav Avbezdin, had Pirushim on all of these Masechtas that I just rattled off, but we do not have them. Our only source for them is from these Rishonim. But the one Sefer we do have is the Sefer HaEshkol. Sefer HaEshkol. In the Sharblat of the Eshkol that was printed with a pirish by Rav Tzvi ben Yamin Arbach, Shoymer Mishmeres HaKodesh in Halberstadt, in the year Tuf Reish Chav Ches, so that's 1868. That was the first time it was printed. From the 1100s, the first time it was printed was 1868. He writes, "I copied this from the Ksav Sfardi Yosha Noishan, from an old Ksav Sfardi, Vihigativ," he says, "and I was Magiyayit and edited it, Fitiharti, I purified it, Gambiyarti, I explained things, I arranged things, the Chachamim Hamoidim al Yaminoi, I brought you the Chachamim who agree with the Eshkol." He says, "I also brought those who argue with the Eshkol, and I called my Sefer Nachal Eshkol." Now, he writes in the Sharblat there, if you look at the title page, Chelek Aleph of the Eshkol has, there's a long list of halachas, I'm just going to just say a few of them. The halachas of Tefillah, Kriyashman, Tiyosedayim, Suda, Bechaz Hamazim, Beis HaKnesses, Brachas Bechlal, Nida, Mikvois. Chelek Beis and Chelek Gimel have Tainis, Sefer Torah, Mezuzah, Tzitzis, Tefillah, Milo, Yeledes, Gerim, Arla, Kalayim, Shatnez, Arla, Avelos, Tumas Kayin, Erevin, Rashanim, Kippur, Sukkah, Lulav, Shkita, Schulam, Dikazare, Trefus, Dagim, Chagavim, Avedizari, Anesach, Shulach, Hakem, Mishalakim, and Staka, and more. So it's mostly Arachayim, but there's some Yaradea in Yanim as well over here. Now, what is it? It's a Sefer of Piskei Halachas, and the Nachal Eshkol writes as describes it as follows: Shemayluchu Mevi, he brings and he takes and he brings Umamik b'Mitzulas Yom, and he goes into the depths of the sea of the Talmud, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Tosefta, b'Soiker b'Skirakas, and he looks with one glass, Pirushi HaGa'inim, the explanations of the Ga'inim, v'Apoyskim Animtzayim Bezmanoi, not only the Ga'inim that were before him, but the real the Ga'inim, not just great people, the Ga'inim. Him, like Rav Haigain and those, and the Paiskim in his time, and he brings Midvaram, Umachriya, and he paskins how to paskin, and he's Moisef Halachas Chadoshas, he also adds in new Halachas that he says, he also speaks about Agadis Hashas, the Agaditas of the Gemaras, and sometimes Unoitel Upami Midas Kol HaMepharshim Shailafanov, sometimes he veers from all the Mepharshim that were before him. Al Pi Harayv, he writes, Hailach Bikvi Harif, he follows the path of the Rif. Sometimes there are those who gang up on the Rif, so to speak, to ask on him. He goes and he protects him. To save the Rif from their questions. Also, he writes, the words of Rav Haigain were also something that was a Amud Anan, that was the was something that he followed. He also had Pirushe Shar Ga'inim. There's a whole list over there in Nachal Eshkol, I think of 40 different Ga'inim that he brings from. But at the end of the day, no matter what, he decides what he feels is right. If he doesn't agree to the Rif and the Ga'inim, he will say so. In other words, he doesn't only follow them. Now, sometimes when he agrees to the Rif and he has nothing to add, he just brings the Rif very bekitzer and short. And sometimes he writes, "Bahalacha zulei matzasi chiddush b'divrei harav." I didn't find any chiddush in the words of the Rif, but I attacked him, and he writes, therefore I didn't bring him. Now the Nachal Eshkol says an interesting thing. He says, I thought that perhaps I should not bring the Lashon of the Gemara, like a Dibur HaMaskil, that the Eshkol brings, because why should I bring that? But then he says, I saw that sometimes he has a different nusach than we have in our Gemaras. So therefore, I wrote it exactly the way it was in his Sefer. V'hayazeshchari says, what I gained from that was that I found in some things, through the nusach of the Mechaber and through his Ramazim, ba'imek ha-pshat, in things that he was meramis to us in the pshat of the Gemara, kama yeshuvim lepiskei harishayim. There were like psakim of the Rishonim that I didn't understand, or that the people have kashas on. And the answer is that, you see, they might have had a little bit of a different nusach in the Gemara. And that's the answer. And I found it here in the Eshkol. Ulechazik halachas rafis. And there's some halachas that are weak where they came from. But in his nusach, it's very clear. Umenhagim bilti noiduk v'seyam. Sometimes there's customs. We don't know where they came from. And this is where they came from. And he writes over there also, there are many tshuvas ga'inim shalishav sa'ayin ma'ilam. No one ever saw them. These are the original sources that we have for these tshuvas ga'inim. So he's writing this in the 1800s. In the 1800s, they didn't have, no one ever saw these tshuvas ga'inim. This is the first time we're seeing them from the Eshkol. And he writes, I'll give you four klalim to learn the Eshkol. Number one, whenever it says stam ha'goin, it's Rav Haigain. Number two, Rabbi Yehuda. Who's Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda Barzilai. We know him already from Barcelona, the Sefer Ha'itim. Whenever he says Bal Halachis Psukais, that's Rabbi Yehuda Igoin. We mentioned him before when the Geat and Nedarim. And the fourth thing is, whenever he says V'yesh Mechabriseinu, some of our friends, Doik V'tishkach, you can look and you'll find that majority of the time it's either the Ravid, his son-in-law, or Harazah, the Bal Amar, or Reb Moshe Rabbi Yosef min Arvona, or Moshe Rabbi Yosef, who was his Rabbi Mubik, Talmud Chaver, whatever you want to say he was, Reb Moshe Rabbi Yosef. Now, in the Archas Chaim, Reb Aramel Uniel writes in Hilchas Peyos HaRosh, Hilchas of Peyos, he says, HaRavram Reb Yitzchak Kosev Dinei Peyos HaZaken, that the Ravram Reb Yitzchak wrote the Halachas of Peyos HaZaken, but that's not something HaZaken, but we don't have it. We don't have that those halachas. But seems, again, there's a lot more that he wrote. Why he called it the Eshkol, no one's 100% sure. Many people have reasons that they've come up with, projections, but there's not a clarkite of why he called it Sefer HaEshkol. Now, There is, the Nachal Eshkol brings that Taisus in Makkos Yud Ches Amud Beis quotes Rav Avraham ben Rav Yitzchak, and he wants to say it's our Avraham ben Rav Yitzchak. However, if you look over there, in the new Gemara, the Ayiz Bahadar, they change it to Rav Yitzchak ben Avraham, alpi other Rishonim that they quote, that have the same Kasha, they say it's actually Rav Yitzchak ben Avraham, the Riva. So it wouldn't be our Rav Avraham ben Rav Yitzchak. But the Nachal Eshkol didn't have those Gersas. The Meiri in Nakdama Tavos, he writes, Rav Agadol Zekenenu, Rav Anivchar, Rav Ram Ritzak HaBezin, Nifter B'Shnas Tav Tav Kuf Yud Tes. So he says he was Nifter in that year, Be'esrim Mar Cheshvan, Chaf Cheshvan, 1158. Now the Nachal Eshkol says it's a mistake in the Meiri, and it should say Tav Tav Kuf Mem Tes, which is 1188. Now this depends also on what year he was born. If he was born in 1090 and he was Nifter in 1158, so he was 68 years old, Berech. If he was Nifter in 1188 and he was born in 1090, so he was 98 years old. Now the Nachal Eshkol had him being born in 1110, so he says he was close to 80 when he was Nifter, and he brings a Raya, and I haven't quoted this at all yet. The Nachal Eshkol, numerous places you can find, he brings from the Sefer HaZchus, Sefer Yuchsin, Sefer HaZchus is called, that he says over there, he talks about Rav Ram ben Rav Yitzchak, who had many Sfarim, and he writes over there, Hiflig B'Shanim, who was very old as well. So he says, this is a Raya that I'm correct, because if he was born in 1110 and only Lifter in 1158, he was only 48 years old, but if it was 1188, so he was close to 80 years old, and you see, he says he was Hiflig B'Shanim. Again, that's not his only proof. He has other proofs from different things he's bringing that he had to have been Nifter later. However, I just do want to point out that even though the Sefer HaZchus writes, the Sefer HaZchus was, I think, from the 1400s or early 1500s, the Raivan in Sefer HaShlam and the Sefer HaKabbalah that we quoted earlier, that's where the Sefer HaZchus is quoting. And in the Raivid, it actually does not say Reb Avram ben Reb Yitzchak. It actually says Reb Avram ben Reb David. That means the Raivid Bal HaSogis is the one he's referring to, who had many Svarim, and he lived a very long life. So it's L'Cher, not a Rai anymore. And just from the, you say, which one's the right Girsa? When you read the Sefer HaKabbalah Raivid, the reading makes more sense that he's referring to the Raivid and not our Rav Yitzchak. So that wouldn't be such a Raya, but that is the Machlaikas with the Meiri, and he says, don't you, well, I'm telling you, the Meiri made a mistake. He writes the Nachal Eshkol, the few dates that the Meiri also made some mistakes in, so it's not such a Shvera thing that he made a mistake in this as well. It's hard to know. You know, the Meiri didn't live that long afterwards, and he wasn't anical of him to be off 30 years. Again, not the end of the world, but it's possible. So this is Reb Avram ben Reb Yitzchak Av Bezdin, known as Reb Avram Av Bezdin, known as Haravid Hasheni, from the Gedolei Olam, the author of the Sefer HaEshkol, the one who the Rishonim over and over are bringing from. And as we said last week from the Chida, you always have to be careful when the Rishonim bring the Ravid. Which Ravid are they bringing? Because a lot of times when you have a stira between the Ravid in the Baal HaSogas and the Ravid that's being brought by the Rishonim, the easiest answer may have been that it's a different Ravid. It's a Rav Ram ben Reb Yitzchak Av Bezdin. And as we've seen, they argue numerous times with each other. And you have to know exactly, it seems, in, of course, the newer prints of Rishonim, nowadays they fixed up a lot of these Ravids in to make sure it's a Reb Avram Av Bezdin. But this is just an important nekuda to always remember, that the Ravids do get mixed up. And this is the Ravid Hasheni, Reb Avram Reb Yitzchak. Schusa Yogan Aleinu Baal Kol Yisrael. Bezaz Hashem, the next shir will be after the Yomim Tovim. I wish everybody Ksiv Chsima Tova, Gutke Ben Shiar, and Bezaz Hashem, We should all HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mekabel tefilei seinu for Hashanah Tova u'mesuka. Kol tov, everyone. Have a wonderful day.